There's no one around on the boardwalk that's normally bustling with cruise ship passengers this time of year. Still, it's not exactly quiet. Tracy's King Crab Shack is surrounded by darkened storefronts, but it is open. A giant metal pot in the kitchen billows steam. Tracy LaBarge, the owner, says she didn't consider keeping the business closed through the summer.
No, that wasn't an option. You know, there's bills to pay, so do what we can do.
LaBarge has added items to the menu that are more cost-effective for local diners than her signature dish, King Crab Legs. Even so, she estimates sales are down by about 95%. And with revenue to make up, LaBarge is looking for other ways to diversify her business.
So we have definitely gone to more online sales.
In the corner of the restaurant is something new, a shipping station stacked with boxes and tape. LaBarge says they've sold online crab before, but it was never a focus. Now it's something they're going to do more of because of business necessity and customer demand. She says recently, limited online orders featuring a frozen crab leg biscuit did especially well. It sold to customers from across the country. People who visited Juneau on a cruise ship regularly stay in touch via Facebook or through her newsletter.
Surprisingly, we do get a lot of orders for Charlie. Where do we ship to? Arizona. Arizona's a big one. Unfortunately, it's so hot, we have a lot of issues, so we have to put extra ice packs in there.
But it's not just restaurants that are having to rapidly adjust their business model. Local food producers who normally sell to seasonal restaurants are having to pivot too.
It was almost like perfectly horrible timing.
That's John Kropik, one of the owners of Juneau Greens. He runs a hydroponic farm inside a garage big enough to fit a large boat. Before COVID-19 struck, Kropik had planted plenty of butter lettuce and arugula, anticipating summer sales to restaurants and possibly a small cruise ship.
When the restaurants first closed, we had kind of a week of panic and thinking about what we were going to do, because I'd say about 30% of our business was selling to restaurants.
But that panic didn't last long. Kropik had amassed a wait list for a popular community-supported agriculture program, or CSA, where customers pay in advance for a weekly greens box. He says he was able to fill most of that gap selling directly to customers through the CSA and increasing sales to a local food store and an online farmer's market, which has reported tripling its sales during the pandemic. This experience could be seen as a setback, but Kropik thinks so far it's been a positive story.
I think we're cultivating an even larger customer base now.
Back at the Crab Shack, Tracy LaBarge says there's also some benefits to having a slower year. She actually had a difficult time amassing large quantities of king crab from Kodiak in the fall when she normally buys her crab.
I'm actually kind of glad it's a little bit slower because I need to hold on to it.
In the meantime, LaBarge will sell some of that product locally and in online orders for people nostalgic for their Alaska cruise.
Well, I think being here is just special in itself. You're in Alaska. You're having crab in Alaska, so it's hard to beat that. But the feedback we are getting is, people are really happy we sent it there, but they miss being here.
For now, a box of crab legs will have to do, invoking the taste of the ocean and past summer energy of downtown Juneau, even in Arizona. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.